Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We like to say greetings, 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 and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this beautiful morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to especially welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. We want to thank you for being here with us on this morning. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. Inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, and man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen, amen, and amen. The Lord God, he is good all the time, and all the time, the Lord God, he is good. We have been focusing on the law of obedience and seeing what the word has to say about that. Glory be to God. And the Lord, you know, beloved, will tell us whatever we need to know, whatever we want to know, amen, whatever we're willing, amen, to listen to, amen. He is always speaking. The question becomes, amen, are we listening, amen, to what the Spirit is saying, amen, to our hearts? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. In the book of St. Matthew, chapter number 16, verse number 24, and it reads like this. It says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father and his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen and amen. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. The Bible, amen, wants us to be followers of Christ. Number one, beloved, amen, we don't know where we're going. We don't know the way. We don't know how to, we don't know how to get to where we're going, and don't even know where we're going. So this is why we need the Lord to lead us and guide us in our everyday affairs, beloved. We repeat the scripture, and most people have it memorized, even from Bible school and Sunday school classes and our little children. Everybody's repeating and memorizing the 23rd Psalms, which is a good one to memorize. Amen. And it says that the Lord is our shepherd. Amen. So if the Lord is our shepherd, amen, then we go on to say, and he leadeth me. He leadeth me. See, that means God is leading the way. That means God should be leading the way. That means, beloved, amen, that we should be followers of Christ. There's no way to be a disciple of Christ if we are not a follower. There's no way to even be a Christian, beloved, if we are not a follower. Those who claim to be Christians but do not follow Christ are not Christians at all. They're very, very, very carnal. See, and that's the difference between carnality and spiritual. So those who follow Christ and those who do not follow Christ. If Jesus Christ is your Lord, then you follow him. So he tells us, amen, that for us to follow him, and beloved, amen, the only way that we are going to follow him is to trust him and to obey him. Obedience is so important because you cannot walk in obedience and not walk with the Lord. If you're walking with the Lord, you're walking in obedience. There's no other way for you to walk with the Lord and not walk in obedience because God is not leading you any other way. It's only one way he's taking you. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. See? So Jesus doesn't play games. He doesn't take you somewhere and leave you stranded. He doesn't leave you under the bus. No, glory be to God. He doesn't do those things. So we have to, amen, walk in obedience. And so obedience is so important to God that God tells us that the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. So whenever we are disobedient, beloved, there's going to be some tough love. There's going to be a spanking going on. Now, God is not spanking you because he's mean. He's not spanking you because he's throwing you under the bus. He's not spanking you because he doesn't like you or hate you. No, he's spanking you because he loves you. The same way a parents discipline their children. See, why? Because I love you. See? And I'm bringing correction into your life. And so, but even then, beloved, it's still up to us. It is our will to choose. It is our will to choose. God is not going to make us do anything. It is all up to us. Amen. We are free will agents. So he tells us, amen, as we have explored all last week, glory be to God, amen, that if you love me, that you will obey me. If you love me, you will obey me. If you obey me, your obedience is your proof of love. That's what proves, amen, that you love the Lord. And so, beloved, amen, if we love the Lord, if we are obedient to the Lord, if the Lord is leading us and we are following him, glory be to God, then what we are telling the Lord, amen, is I trust you. Anytime, anywhere, any place, I'll go. And this is why he tells us in 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 21, he says, for to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. I want you to underline that word follow, beloved, in your Bible. You're not leading God. God is leading, should be leading you. And sometimes we have that attitude where we want to tell God, I got this. I know how to do this. I'm okay. You ain't no, how you going to be okay? We can see, so it's a fine line between that pride and that spiritual arrogance, beloved. And this is why the Lord hates pride. He tells us, amen, that if we humble ourselves before him, if we give God the reverence that's due his name, if we give God the honor that's due his name, if we give God the glory that's due his name, glory be to God. So he says here that we should follow his steps. So God is leading us. We are following the steps of Jesus. We are following him. That means we are walking in obedience because there's no other way for you to follow him. When a child of God is in disobedience, what they have did is they stepped off.
They started walking to their own drum beat. They started walking to their own music, their own rhythm. They stepped off. See? And you backslid. You backslid. That's what you did. Because, beloved, you cannot be a walk with God and walk in disobedience. There's no way for that to happen. Because God is only leading you one way. He's only leading you one way. Come on, somebody say, Jesus is the way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah. What we are telling the Lord, amen, when we walk in obedience is, Lord, I trust you. I trust you. And this is why he tells here, beloved, amen, if anyone desires to come after me, if anyone desires to walk with me, if anybody desires to follow me, there's some prerequisites. You just ain't going any kind of way, thinking it's okay. Because of all this crazy preaching that's out here today. You got folks preaching to you that's not even born again. You got folks up in the pulpit and trying to teach and preach and don't even know Jesus. And we running here, there, and everywhere. You better be careful whose table you eating at. Daniel refused to eat at the king's table. Even though the food was organic and fresh, he refused to. You better be careful whose spiritual table you eating at. Glory be to God. If anyone, verse number 24 says, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. Now, that's a conversation you're not going to hear too many people talking about. Who, me? Deny myself. Excuse me? You got to be kidding. What? I only got one life. Come on now. I got to get this thing. I got to get my groove on. I got to do my thing, you know? You only live one time. Deny myself. Ain't nobody else denying themselves. And we got all these compromising, all these excuses why, you know, me first, me first, me first. See? And that attitude of me first, let me tell you, it's going to take you in the wrong direction because that was the attitude that Lucifer had when he was in heaven. Me first. I will. And got him evicted right out of heaven. And you trying to get there? You trying to get there? You must deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. Bam, bam. I can give the benediction right here on that. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Glory be to God. What does it mean to take up your cross? You're making God's goals your goals, despite the cost. It's not about you. It's about him. None of you, all of him. It's not about your agenda. It's about God's agenda. It's not about your will. It's about God's will. It's not about your desires. It's about God's desire. That's what it means to take up your cross. I wanted to move over here on the south side, but God is moving you to the north side. You wanted to get that job, amen, but God is leading you over here for that job. Huh? That's what it means, beloved. I wanted to be a part of this ministry, glory be to God, but God leading you over here to that one. Huh? Glory be to God. I want to give such and such and such, but God has said, no, give such and don't give that, give this. He is Lord. You check in with him for the advice. You check in with him for direction. You check in with him for direction. Jesus is Lord. That's what it means. We say Jesus is Lord, but we don't even know what it means when we say it. When we say Jesus is Lord, that is saying I pick up my cross. Despite the cost, I'm following Jesus. Isn't that what Jesus did when Jesus was here? You talked to Jesus, glory be to God. You didn't have to talk to him long. Jesus will interrupt you and say, excuse me. I got to be about my Father's business. Excuse me. I got to be about my Father's will. Not my will, but God's will. Excuse me. Boys, I check with you later. I'm going into prayer to seek the will of my Father. That's what he was saying, beloved. And if you are walking with Christ, if the Lord is following you, you got to do the same thing. But a lot of times, beloved, when we look at it, we say, that's too much to pay. I can't pay that. Well, that's your choice. You ever go into a store, and most people do, the first thing they want to do, they see something they like, they want to look at the price tag. Then you want to try to jew the people down, or you want to wait and come back till the item is on sale or whatever. You say, that's too much to pay. But some of us do the Lord the same way. When the Lord is calling us, when the Lord is leading us, we look at that, we said, that's too much to pay. Well, guess what? It's your decision too. It's your decision. Glory be to God. He says here, you must take up your cross and follow me. Follow me. Follow who? Follow the world. Follow the latest trends. Follow the news. Following people. Everybody is a follower in the Lord's kingdom. Even the leaders. Because if your leader is not following Christ, the Bible talks about how can the blind lead the blind. If you're not careful, they both gonna fall down in the ditch. Then he goes on in verse number 25 and says, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Beloved, whatever you give up for Christ comes back to you. You don't lose in the Lord's kingdom. Whatever you sow into the word, whatever you sow into the gospel, whatever you sow, the sacrifices you make, even the sacrifices of obedience, glory be to God, you do not lose it. Accumulate it back to you. Huh? In a higher form, in a bigger form, in a greater form, which exceeds your expectations. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Then he asks the question in verse number 26, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul, or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Oh no, I can't do that. I can't do that. I got money to make. I can't do that. I got a life to live. All right. So you go ahead, you make your money. So you go ahead and you think you're living your life. Then you get to the end of your life, because there's no way around that. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that's the judgment. And you get to the end of life, okay, with all your goals met. You met your goals. Okay, you made your money, you're living where you want to live, you're doing what you want to do, you're traveling, you're married to who you want to marry to, everything good, until death come knocking on your door, and it's going to come knocking. We not say if it come, we're going to say when it come. Amen, glory be to God, and you got all your stuff, but you done lost your soul. What a sad commentary. How vain. Solomon says, vanity above vanity. All is vanity. You You're not taking not one thing with you, not even your clothes. Somebody got to bring your clothes over there to the funeral parlor for them to dress your dead corpse. You're not taking not a thing out of here. Because you refuse to follow Christ. Because then take all that. That Pastor Bradford ain't know what she's talking about. Them preachers don't know what they're talking about. They just holy rollers. They don't know what they're talking about. No. Because I read my Bible. And my Bible says if I believe in my heart and confess in my mouth the Lord Jesus, I'm saved. So I did that. And then so I can live any kind of way I want to live. Because I did the confession. And you've been bamboozled, hoodwinked, and led amok. And you better wake up before it's too late. You must be a follower. You can't say, I confess Christ, and then walk in the opposite direction that he's walking in. That's hypocritical. And it's a lie. Glory be to God. But then he closes in this verse, beloved, in verse 27. He says, for the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. He ain't coming by himself. When Jesus come, he bringing the angels with him. Hallelujah. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. And then he will reward each according to his works. Oh, baby, payday is a-coming. I know you feel like you've been forgotten, but I want to tell you payday is coming. I know you've been sacrificing a lot for the Lord's kingdom, but I want you to know that payday is a-coming. I know you've been walking with God, and sometimes it feels like you're walking all by yourself because narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and broad is the way that leadeth unto hell, and it seems like the crowd is going in the opposite direction, but I want you to know that payday is coming. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I know you've been obedient to the Lord and making sure, amen, that your heart is clean and repenting of your sins. I want you to know that your labor is not in vain. Be not weary in well-doing. For in due season ye shall reap. Ye shall reap. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. Tell the Lord anytime, anywhere, any place. Glory be to God. Wherever you lead me, I'll follow. I might not understand what you're doing. I might not understand, but I'll trust you anyhow. I'll trust the process. I said I'll go. I'll obey you because I love you. I said I'll go because you're leading me. I said I'll go because I know you're in my best interest. I said I'll go because I know you're taking me somewhere. You're taking me beside the still waters. You're taking me beside the green pastures. You're taking me into a large place. I said I'll go. Glory be to God. I trust you. Hallelujah. I said I'll go. I'll take up my cross and follow you daily. Not just on Sundays. Not just when I feel like it. But I said I'll go every day. When I feel like it, when I don't feel like it. Wherever you lead me, I'm going to go. My soul says yes to your will. My soul says yes to your way. Glory be to God. I said I will trust you and obey. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. I said I'll go. I said I'll go. I said I'll go. Beloved, what will you tell the Lord today? Are you tired of walking in your own way? The Bible says there is a way that seems right. Oh, yeah, you think you're going the right way because you feel good. You think you're going the right way because somebody else told you was going the right way. Huh? You got all these other reasons why you think you're going the right way, but your way is contrary to the word of God, so you're going the wrong way. God will never contradict his word. So that's why he says there's a way that seems right to a man, You'll fight somebody. You'll argue with somebody. You'll debate with somebody while you right and they wrong. But then he says, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Why? Because the wages of sin is death. Death is eternal separation. He's not talking about the physical death, because everybody has to go through that. It's time to be born and time to die. He's not talking about a physical death. He's talking about a spiritual death. That's a bad death. Oh, my God, my God. Spiritual death? Woo! Where will your soul spend eternity, beloved? Well, the bottom line is this. It all depends on who you're following. Because this is it. This is the hard truth. If you're not following Jesus and following the Holy Spirit, by default, you're following the devil. Well, wait a minute. Don't I have a third option? No. It ain't no third option, baby. Ain't no third option. Ain't no purgatory, Jerusalem, and all that. It's heaven or hell. Either your ears or your ain't, your tears or your take, baby. And you ain't got but two options. If you're not following Jesus, you're following the devil. Now, do you think the devil going to take you to heaven? Where you think the devil going to take you? The devil going to take you anywhere that he can take you to keep you as his own. He don't mind. He don't mind giving you the riches of this world. You want to sell your soul to the devil? He don't mind. What you want? You want money? You want honey? He ain't got no problem. He'll give it all to you. Why? Because he know you're going to lose it at the end anyhow. The devil just wants you to be with him for eternity. He already know where he going. He just trying to get as much company as he can get. Beloved, choose you this day who you will serve. We want to encourage you today, if you're listening to us today, to tell the Lord yes. Tell the Lord yes. Tell the Lord anytime, anywhere, any place. Wherever you lead me, I'll go. Father, help me to walk a life of obedience. Forgive me for my disobedience. Forgive me for my arrogance. Forgive me for my pride. Forgive me for my ignorance. Forgive me, Father. And beginning this day, Father, help me to say yes, even if it hurts. Say yes and remain anytime, anywhere, any place, in Jesus' name. Now, if you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, today is your day. Don't you go away from this line. Don't go away. Hey, man, talking about I'm a check in later. No, you're not. Later is not guaranteed to you. Give your life to Jesus right now. Give your life to Jesus today. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. That's the beginning. See, another thing, you can't follow Jesus unless you're saved. Huh? Glory be to God. And then you're not saved if you don't follow Jesus. Yeah, you heard me. That's what I said. That's the truth. You cannot follow Jesus unless you're born again. And you're not born again unless you follow Jesus. And you must take up your cross and follow him. Meaning you are declaring his lordship as you go. And it is not grievous, baby. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. If you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. There it is. Because I know some of you are listening and you want to be saved, but you didn't know how to be saved. Nicodemus didn't know how to be saved either. He said, can I go back into my mother's womb? Jesus said, no, it don't work that way, homeboy. You can't go back up into your mother's womb, because that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. He said, marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again. So here you go. Follow after me if you never gave Jesus your heart. Some of you that gave Jesus your heart need to say it again, amen, and say it for real this time. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, I come to you by faith today. I come confessing every sin of omission and commission. I ask that you would forgive me for all my unrighteousness. I'm sorry that I took so long to get here. I open my mouth. I open my heart. I confess the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And I invite Jesus to come into my heart to save me from my sins, to come into my heart to rule as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you that my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Now, Father, help me to follow you. Help me to live an obedient life of surrender, to pick up my cross and follow you. And I thank you for the wonderful places that you're taking me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome, 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 welcome. We've been waiting for you for a long time. The angels are rejoicing. We are rejoicing. Reach out to us at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And let us know that you gave your life to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to, amen, pray with you, pray for you. Amen. And help you to grow into your marvelous, marvelous, this marvelous salvation. Amen. And to God be the praise. All right, we want to bless everyone today. Amen, that you have a good day. Amen, hallelujah. Not be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We ask that you would lead us, guide us, direct us, instruct us in the way that you would have us to go. Help us not to lean to our own understanding. Father, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract. Glory be to God. Father, hallelujah, as we decree and declare and declare and decree that no plague shall come near our dwelling this day. We will not be afraid of the arrow by day or the terror by night. And we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. We seal this prayer. We seal this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Everybody have a wonderful day, a glorious day, a victorious day, a marvelous day. Walk in the blessing. Amen. Whenever you walk, amen. Hallelujah. In the spirit, we walk by faith and not by sight. Whenever you walk in obedience, you're walking in the blessing. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out.
You called my name and I kept on running. I would hide when I heard you coming. Didn't wanna fit you in my time. Thought life without you I would be fine. So because I didn't listen, you broke me down to get my attention. Now I see there was no other way. So I stand right here with these words to say. Sometimes when I feel I'm not worthy,